Colgate presents Bill Stern
with the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Chasing Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Chasing Man's glory's there. Take his advice and you're looking. You get a shave that's smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate brushless man.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern speaking from the city of Knoxville. We're in the city of Knoxville, Tennessee, to broadcast tomorrow's Tennessee-Alabama football game. But right now, we're ready to bring you from Knoxville the 363rd edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, featuring strange and fantastic stories, some that are legends, others mere hearsay, but also interesting. We'd like to pass them along to you. Our guest tonight is the moving picture star, Roddy McDowell. But before we bring you Roddy McDowell in person, let's begin with Reel One. It's the opinion of many racing experts that Eddie Arcaro is America's top-notch jockey, and here is what Eddie Arcaro writes about Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions.
Like a real thoroughbred, Colgate Brushless Shave Cream takes my razor over a smooth, speedy course. It's a no-snag, no-pull performance. Honestly, Bill, I just can't praise Colgate Brushless too highly. Signed, Eddie Arcaro.
Remember, man, Colgate Brushless has got to work fast to get his praise. Take it from me, it does. For Colgate Brushless Shave Cream is not greasy or heavy. It's light and fluffy, and being light, it spreads easier and faster. And Colgate Brushless keeps moist throughout your shave. Holds your whiskers upright so your razor can shear them off close and clean and comfortably. Colgate Brushless Shave Cream is made specially for you men with tough whiskers. Planted in a tender skin, it really does a job and does it fast. And at the finish, it rinses off in a flash. Buy a 5-ounce jar of Colgate Brushless Shave Cream tonight. And if it doesn't satisfy you 100%, just send the top of the carton back to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and you'll get double your money back. Ask for Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions. It's white and it's right. Reel two, profile of our 7th anniversary. 7 years ago tonight, from Knoxville, Tennessee, the very city from which we're broadcasting tonight, we first began this program. And tonight, to celebrate our 7th anniversary, I think it would be very appropriate to tell once again the outstanding stories that we've told in these past 7 years. Began 7 years ago tonight. 7 years ago tonight, by telling a story that we called then, as we do now, the profile of an athlete. This was the story of a great athlete. So great that this athlete became the tennis champion of a nation at the age of 13. However, this great athlete, after winning that national tennis championship, proceeded to amaze everybody by giving up the game of tennis and by becoming an auto racer, an auto racing champion, only to be disqualified because, you see, this auto racer was a girl. Her name, Sonia Henney. You must remember that story. Quite a story on Sonia Henney, wasn't it? Remember it, Nano? That was our top story of the first year of this program, way back in 1939. The next year was 1940, and our best story in 1940 was a story that we call The Portrait of a Bathing Beauty. This was the story of a bathing beauty contest, held in Toronto, Canada. One of the beauties in that contest was a youngster named Cleo Watson. Cleo Watson might have won that Toronto bathing beauty contest had not somebody discovered that Miss Cleo Watson was a man masquerading as a girl. You see, Cleo Watson's real name was Cliff Watson, and he later became one of Toronto's most famous hockey stars. But he isn't remembered because he was a great hockey star, oh no. Cliff Watson is far better remembered as the man who was almost voted the most beautiful girl in Toronto. You remember that one? Seemed incredible at the time we used it, didn't it? But the newspaper soon confirmed it. That was our top story back in 1940. Yeah? Well, the next year was 1941, and to continue our anniversary celebration tonight, our best story in 1941 was a story that we call A Portrait of Courage. This was the story of Valentine B. Ellis of Utica, New York. Valentine B. Ellis was America's champion ice skater. That is, he was America's champion ice skater until one day a train hit him. They saved Valentine Bielis's life by amputating one of his legs. And after that, the doctor told him that without that leg, he would never skate again, that he could never be a champion again. But Valentine Bielis swore that even if he did have a wooden leg, he would be a champion again. And he was. For on his artificial leg, he won the Utica Municipal Tennis Championship. Tonight, on the 7th anniversary of this program, we're traveling down memory lane, remembering the best stories of each of the past 7 years. The next story, well, the next year was 1942, and it was in 1942 that we told a story called Living Legend. This was the story of the great men of yesteryear, men who are alive and yet almost forgotten. I wonder how many of them you remember. Do you see that lonely, gray-haired man standing over there? You don't? Or you don't recognize him. Well, you should. In other days, you would have said, there is the heavyweight boxing champion of the world, Jim Jeffries. And speaking of fighters, how about that man sitting over there in that chair? Do you know who he is? Once he, too, won a heavyweight boxing championship. Only he won the championship of Mexico. His name was Sam Langford. And when he won that boxing championship, he was blind. But let's keep moving on down through the years. Down through the years as we celebrate our 7th anniversary tonight. We've reviewed our best stories from 1939 to 1942. Now let's see if you remember our best story of 43. It was called The Profile of Three Youngsters. This was the story of three young boys who lived in New York City. And these three boys ran together on a relay team. And because they did run together on this team, they came to set a New York City junior interscholastic running record. After that, all three of these boys went on to become famous. For you see, those three boys who ran together as a team in grammar school and set a new interscholastic running record were George Jessel, Eddie Cantor, and Walter Winchell. You should remember that story. But this anniversary program wouldn't be complete if we didn't include a story that we used the following year. For it was in 1944 that we told a story called The Portrait of a Dirty Fighter. This was the story of an English prize fighter named John. John was such a dirty prize fighter that he was finally barred from fighting in England. And after that, John gave up prize fighting and became a poet, the greatest English poet alive. You see, John's full name was John Masefield. And it was this former prize fighter who became the poet laureate of England. Memories, memories. Ah, what memories. Memories, those stories are bringing back tonight. Memories of the tales we've told in the past 7 years. 7 years that this show's been on the air. But now we've come up to this last year, the last year of 1945. And the big story of last year was the end of the war. But wait a minute. That was the big story of 1945, but the big story of this year, 1946, is the story of the boys who won't be coming back. Tommy Hitchcock, our polo champion. Joe Hunt, our tennis champion. Niall Kinnick, our football champion. Pally Paddock, our track champion. They and thousands more, no, they won't be back. But if they could speak, I think they'd use the dying words of another great athlete, Johnny McRae, who wrote, "We are the dead, and if ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep though poppies grow in Flanders fields." That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's all there is any more. That brings us right up to date, yep. Tonight, on the 7th anniversary of this program, we've gone back down through the years, back down memory lane, to keep alive the memories of those great stars who must never, never be forgotten. Real free. Tonight we're broadcasting from Knoxville, Tennessee. And here in Knoxville is Alan Stout.
All you men who shave with lather, listen. Listen to what Sid Luckman, famous football player, writes about Colgate Rapid Shave Cream. Dear Bill, he says, I don't believe any guy has a tougher beard than I have. But Colgate Rapid Shave Cream makes my whiskers so soft, it's a pleasure to shave them off. None of that smarting or stinging either. Just a nice, smooth, easy shave. So it's me for Colgate Rapid Shave Cream. Kind regards, signed, Sid Luckman. I have nothing more to add, men, except to say that 2 out of 3 barbers use Colgate lather. So follow the experts, and if you're a lather shaver, shave with Colgate Rapid Shave Cream. And now, back to Bill Stern.
Reel 4, Colgate camera close-up of Knoxville, Tennessee. Tonight, as you know, we're broadcasting from Knoxville. But our guest, Roddy McDowell, is in New York City. So now, to bring you the famous movie star Roddy McDowell to our microphone, this is Bill Stern switching you across the country from where I'm standing in Knoxville, Tennessee. The next voice you hear will be Roddy McDowell speaking in person from New York City.
Good evening. Tonight, I'm particularly glad to be on this program because tonight is the program's 7th anniversary. As you know, this is my 6th year in this country. I came over here just about when this show was beginning, and I used to listen to it each week and hear all the famous stars on it. People like Mrs. Roosevelt, Pat O'Brien, Joe Louis, Betty Grable, Babe Ruth, Rita Hayworth, Jack Dempsey, Linda Darnell, Walter Winchell, and others. And I think that I can speak for many of my colleagues when I congratulate Bill Stern on the 7th anniversary of this show. Not just because this program has been on the air for 7 years, but rather because during those 7 years, this program has continually served as an inspiration to our wounded war veterans. For many of the stories that Bill Stern tells are stories of men overcoming great handicaps, men who came back despite tremendous odds. And that's what some of our war veterans have to do. So let's give them a helping hand. Remember, you don't have to be an athlete to be a good sport. Congratulations, Bill. This is Roddy McDowell in New York, returning you to Bill Stern in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Thank you so much. Good luck and good night, Roddy McDowell. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. We've been broadcasting tonight from the city of Knoxville, and we're in Knoxville to broadcast tomorrow's Tennessee-Alabama football game. Next Friday evening, we'll be back, same time, same stations, broadcasting from whichever city has the nation's biggest football game, getting ready to broadcast that game. Our guest next Friday night will be the most famous cowboy star in the movies, Gene Autry. So be sure and be with us next Friday evening, same time, same stations, when we present as our special guest in person, the famous cowboy star, Gene Autry. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until next Friday night at this very same time, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good, good night from Knoxville.
Bill Stern, the Colgate safety man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate safety man, has lost his face. He told details of sports, he rolls the inside rope, he really knows. So listen in next Friday night.
Ladies, you're not getting nearly as much soap as you need because the soap makers aren't getting nearly as much fat as they need. Please help supply the fats needed to make soap. Save and sell every ounce of used kitchen fat. Your grocer will pay you 4 cents a pound. So don't waste fat. The latest article on sports by Bill Stern appears in the current issue of Reader's Digest magazine. Roddy McDowell appeared on this program courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures. His latest MGM picture is Holiday in Mexico. The Bill Stern Show tonight came from New York and Knoxville. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.